Good morning. This is Vincent Irene with Blessed Furnace Radio, down here with the now famous 122 people arrested for protesting in the streets of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, this morning we have with us
Todd Briner.
And Todd, what did you do to end up down here at this beautiful jailhouse?
I must have made somebody mad. We were on the sidewalk at the end of the peace march on March 20th, the night of March 20th. And all of a sudden, there were just a lot of police, a lot of police cars, a lot of pandemonium. Everything started to break down, and the next thing we knew, we were all thrown up against the wall, and we're being arrested and brought downtown.
So this is a general sweep. People didn't give you a chance to, give you a decision whether you could, like, it's time to leave or something. Or...
It just seemed like they were just fostering.
Where's the courtroom? The courtroom we're going to be in is down the other end of the hallway. So if folks can start wandering down there, we're going up to meet with the judges and the prosecutors right now.
And that was Mike Healy, former member of the Cheech and Chong troop.
I think they were just fostering a bit of confusion and sort of basically encircling us, asking us, I guess, to leave, but wanting us, trying to keep us to stay, cordoning us off, I guess.
Okay, thank you. John Pachinski, Esquire, has turned the machine off.
Executive Director of the Thomas Merton Center, Tim Vining, V as in Victor, I-N-I-N-G. And we're here this morning, gathered before this hearing, for one basic message. We're here to say that we want everyone in Pittsburgh to know the truth. We're here to stand for the truth. The truth about this war, that even today, we feel it is immoral, unjust, and evil. And we refuse to accept a lie given to us as a truth, or an evil presented to us as a good. We're also here to support those who were arrested in Pittsburgh on March 20th. They were on the sidewalks. The march, the illegal march, was over. And they were on the sidewalks and pulled off of the sidewalks and arrested after obeying the police orders to disperse. And we feel this is unjust. We feel that the truth has not been told about the circumstances of their arrest. And we're here today to say to the criminal justice system, we have faith that the truth will come out and that all the charges will be dismissed. And that all the stories that were told about those who were arrested, that this was a violent protest, this was a riot, that the truth will come out. And these were peaceful protesters gathered on the streets of Pittsburgh to express opposition to this war, to exercise our civil liberties. And we're here today to stand for the right to protest, to stand for civil liberties in this country, to say that we believe this is America, we are still a democracy, and we have the right to express our opinions, even when they are not those of the majority.
How do you answer the questions if there's so many police officers here today? I mean, I've been coming down here for 30 years, and we've never seen only 30 of us sitting around. How do you explain that?
I believe when you have the truth on your side, that the system is threatened and feels threatened. And what we see with the huge number of police officers, when we gather as peaceful people, no history of violence, no history of any violence in this city at the Thomas Merton Center, but when there needs to be a police presence, a strong police presence, we believe that it's how you defend a system that is out of control and is not standing in the street.
Talk to us about, in your press release, you mentioned allegations of police brutality and unnecessary use of force.
Yeah. We have definitely, there are some cases of police brutality. We feel that the police used unjust force, unnecessary force to restrain people. We have one young woman who suffered a broken nose. And you can see that in some of the video, and it's going to come out in the court, and it's going to come out in the court of public opinion, we hope, that people can see for themselves whether this was unnecessary use by the police force.
Before the rally started, some protesters signaled that there would be acts of civil disobedience. Do you feel
over 1,000 of us took to the streets as an act of civil disobedience. When we went into the streets of Pittsburgh without a permit, we knew that we were risking arrest. And we were willing to accept those consequences of an arrest. Our problem is that we were not arrested during the act of civil disobedience. People were arrested after obeying the police orders to disperse, getting onto the sidewalk, and then they were unfairly arrested. And specifically, we feel that they targeted our young, the leaders of the Pittsburgh peace movement, the strength of this movement. They targeted our young and people of color. And so we object to that. We object to what we saw as police racial profiling and profiling of race today.
Video showing
kids
overturning you can see that some people got out of hand.
There was no connection between those who were arrested and those who committed acts of taking newspaper boxes and putting them in the streets or blocking cars. If someone was arrested for blocking a car or for damaging property, we would have no complaints here today, but that is not when people were arrested.
What are the charges against the group today, and were you one of those who was arrested?
No, I was not arrested. I did not fit the profile they were looking for. I was present. I was there. I did nothing. I mean, there's no one who was arrested that did anything that I didn't do, but they chose the younger activists to arrest. The charges are failure to disperse and obstructing public passage. And as I said, those were charges that were given after people were on the sidewalks and had obeyed the police orders to disperse.
It's interesting they selectively went in and profiled and grabbed certain people. Why would they do that?
That's a good question. I cannot judge the motives of the police department. But I do know that when we sat in that room with the 122 people who were arrested, they did not represent the entire peace movement. They were younger, and there were more people of color in the room of people who were arrested compared to the peace movement at large. My suspicion, and I cannot judge the motives of the police department, is that they went after the strengths of the Pittsburgh peace movement, which is our young leadership and our diversity.
Are you going to protest anymore? Because the war is almost over now, and they're dancing in the streets.
We will continue to protest because the truth cannot be silenced. We refuse to accept the lies that we are getting and accept that as the truth, that this was a noble cause.
We still hold
that this was an immoral, evil, unjust, and illegal war. And the truth is, we're going to continue to be out there to get the message to the American public that thousands of innocent civilians were slaughtered in Iraq. There are many grieving families of Iraqi soldiers and civilians in Iraq. And that truth needs to be told.
Will you get permits for these rallies?
Yes, we have a rally on April the 26th on Saturday, and it is a permitted rally. And our message will be to get out to the American people the truth about this war.
The war on Iraq is the first step, right? Ongoing war.
Well, we don't think the war is over. We've been asked by you all in the media, what are we going to do now that the war is over? We are continuing to occupy a foreign land. We are continuing to inflame hostilities throughout the Arab world. And many are cheering because Saddam Hussein is gone. But not many are cheering because the U.S. is present there.
Worldwide media, including Al Jazeera, is showing pictures of people cheering and kissing American flags and kissing pictures of George Bush. I mean, the entire world media is lying about what's taking place over there.
Those are the images we see. The images from the media that are coming across the United States. If we look at the images of the media coming across throughout the Arab world and throughout the European community, we see quite a different story.
Yeah. In front of the Post as a family.
And why people are cheering is a question. No doubt, getting rid of Saddam Hussein was a good thing. We question the way that happened. But remaining in a country and occupying a foreign land is a different question. And many of those accounts of people were cheering were saying, we're glad that Saddam is gone, but we think it's time for the U.S. to leave.
You understand, when this country was born, there were probably pictures of people that suffered greatly that were crying also. That doesn't mean that they were sad that they had overthrown the government to start a new life. Correct? When this country was born, there were probably pictures of people crying where they had lost family members. That doesn't mean they weren't happy that it had taken place. Correct?
Yeah, and I cannot imagine how someone could cheer now that they're a refugee family or they've lost their children or their lives have been blown off. And we need to look at the whole story of this war. It is not a noble cause. We are not the Mother Teresa of the world. We did not just simply liberate people. There is a human cost here and a human tragedy. We want to make sure that that message gets out. This was not a low casualty war. Thousands of people died and were killed in a war we still hold is unjust.
And what's your name?
Diana Ventus.
And Diana, you were arrested along with 122?
Yes, I was.
Or do you want to check in first? You're nervous.
If you don't mind,
check in first, then I'll talk to you.
Okay,
now what happened that day when you were arrested along with 122 of your friends?
Well, for a while before the arrest, we had been told to walk on the sidewalks and keep moving. And so we crossed back over the...
What part of town was this?
This was in Southside that we started to have to walk on the sidewalks. And we walked back across the Smithfield Street Bridge. And then on Smithfield for a while to 7th, still walking on the sidewalk. And by the time, when I crossed 7th and William Penn, you could tell it was a different atmosphere, like people couldn't move. And that made me nervous just because they'd been telling us to keep moving. And so things were kind of slowed down, and I noticed someone kind of drumming lightly on the newspaper stand, and an officer approached him, and I could tell it was kind of tense, so I turned away from that. And then I saw, the kid who'd been drumming on the newspaper stands plus an officer in riot gear slammed into me, into the wall, and I was kind of caught in that for a little while, and somehow I got pulled out.
This is before you were arrested?
Yeah. And I watched him be arrested in a very rough fashion, and then kind of got bumped again and ended up in the larger mass of people who are told to face the wall of William Penn Place, and the rest kind of was out of my hands.
How long were you in jail?
24 hours.
And what are you being charged with?
I have a summons, so I don't know my exact charges. I think it's likely one of the two main ones of either obstruction of a passageway or failure to disperse, or both of those.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio reporting from the City County Courthouse with 122 people who were arrested at the Snake Dance the day after the war began, January 20th, are on trial. And you could listen to Blast Furnace Radio at www.blastfurnaceradio.org. One word, blastfurnaceradio.org.